also to order the appraisal. The assembly would most likely see the resolution to approve the sale at the November 14th meeting. If it stands, if the assembly cancels that meeting, then it would be at the, or excuse me, it would be at the November 14th meeting.
Right.
So, yeah.
All right.
And then the Easterlys are here to speak if you'd like them to speak to this.
All right.
Madam Mayor, just real quick. It has gone through the Port Commission and the Planning Zoning Commission as well.
Correct. And they approved it, both commissions.
Without conditions.
All right. Would you like to speak to this item? All right. I'm going to close the public hearing and entertain a motion, please.
Move to approve moving forward with the sale of the city-owned leased tide lands, lot 24A, block 83-A, currently leased by Randy and Jeannie Easterly.
Second.
All right. Motion by Morrison, second by Powell. Any discussion? Assemblymember Dalrymple.
I kind of apologize to Easterlys, but I'm going to make a statement here, not against your project itself, but the process that we've been following. And I disagree completely with Kim Lane on that this complies with the borough code. Having read this again and talking about it in previous meetings each time this comes up, there are quite a bit of specific requirements that this goes through. And even starting with it, we can decide in any way to dispose of anything we want to as an assembly, as long as it's in the best interest of the assembly. And that's my main point here, that I'm not seeing the best interest determination in the sales. And in the code itself, it talks about that actually selling versus leasing is discouraged unless there's a clear public benefit. And I don't see that again. And it requires a comparison of the lease and the sales process. So that is, again, here, I'm not seeing this at all. I'm just seeing little pieces of that it's a good idea. I'm not seeing that the administration or the harbor committee or the planning and zoning folks are going through this best interest process. And I guess outside of what this particular proposal is for the Easterlys, I don't know if it's appropriate right now, but I'm asking the assembly to direct the administration to relook at this and come up with some things. And one of them is, I think, in a missing point, it talks about an application in here. And I don't know if that's a formal A application, but I don't think we're providing the information to people to correctly apply for this opportunity. It wouldn't be too hard to do that, but actually give them a piece of paper that has requirements on it so that we get a more thorough, complete idea of what is proposed. And then it will lead us to making our decision on whether it's in the best interest or not. And I just don't see that documentation here at all. There's 7 factors in the 16.12.012 that are used to define best interest. They're pretty simple, but they need to be. I would like to see them addressed, all of those, with a discussion on it, and that case will make itself at that time when we get to that. Right now, the code itself probably should be adjusted, and I'd be very open to having to relook at this whole thing. It's awkward, sort of conflicting, little pieces of it, subject to interpretation. There's another factor on this, again, that's outside of probably where we're at now. We're well down this process. But it implies here that we can offer these lands, and I view this as public property that we're giving to the rights of that property to an individual without going through the competitive process. And I think some people think that that's not fair because it's not an open process. I also think that that probably doesn't get us the best fair market value. We just go by an appraisal value. So that's my ask, I guess, into the future. I do want to, and maybe Jeff can help with some of this best interest stuff. I didn't really see contribution of the proponents for economic development. I can interpret that would expand their existing business, and why it would be good. I'd love to see that in the future explained out. Promote the business needs of the proponent, how this would be integrated in their existing facilities and the surrounding businesses. It asks for the potential local employment due to the economic development on that property. And this is a dollar amount. What is the way off between a lease and a tax, lease fee and a tax? And I think almost always the tax is going to be a greater benefit to the public. I mean, it's just given. But I have no idea what the taxable rate of this property would be. Jeff, do you have any? I mean, we've gone through a bunch of these now. There should be a pattern. It's fairly predictable.
I don't know what the tax rate is.
So, I do understand your concern. They did mention in this particular case, which they have in the other cases brought before us, property tax is a benefit to the city and a possible expansion of business. So from here on after, I would like to look at the code also. We do have a code mm-hmm. review committee, and we would be very agreeable to looking at that. And perhaps we should have a better form so that applicants can justify and help us make a decision. And then you brought up a good point that I hadn't thought about, but our commissions, Planning and Zoning, Port Commission, usually those commissions, they should incorporate those clauses also to help us make a decision.
Madam Mayor, yes. just to add to that, again, in the many complexities of this, it mentions that the Economic Development Board should be given the opportunity to comment, and I've never seen that.
Yeah.
It's only mentioned
it
once.
It hasn't.
And in a lot of the other steps, it's mentioned through the Planning and Zoning and the Port Commission. So
right.
It needs work.
It needs work.
And to me, it's important work because of the importance of our fiduciary responsibilities to the public on this. It's their real estate that we're managing for them.
Exactly. Assembly Member Powell.
So on the last one we did on this, he brought up all these points, so I looked this up too, and I agree. I'm not going to vote against this, but I agree 100% with Bob that we need to look at this. I think this is very old, and it really needs to be revamped, but I don't see where it's hard for me to say no to something like this and stop someone from doing something that we've already done in the last couple of years. But I agree with Bob, before we do any more of these, I think we should have at least a workshop or something and look at this whole thing. I don't know how old this is, but it's been in the books for a long, long time.
Yeah.
So I agree. If we're going to do everything correctly, we need to re-look at it.
I agree. Assembly Member Morrison.
Well, I agree with both Bob and Dave. But we are working with outdated codes.
Yeah.
And as far as I'm concerned, that should not come at the
expense.
At the expense of the Easterlies.
Yeah.
They didn't know that.
Yeah.
We didn't know it until Bob, brought it up.
Mm-hmm.
But our codes are, well, yeah, the last time too, but our codes are seriously outdated, except for the building code.
Yeah. Assembly Member DeBoard.
So I'm going to agree and disagree, because this came up 6 or 8 months ago when we voted on another one. I'd like to see a premium placed on these parcels when somebody comes to kind of helps with our responsibility. At the same point in time, if we sell this versus lease it, they're going to obviously put a pad building on it. It's going to be a couple $100,000 between, local contractors are going to be doing this, and every board that they purchase from a local construction company is going to be 7% sales tax. So overall, I think, we're definitely doing the best we can for the city, but I do think that we need to look at this again and place a premium. Mental health does that. You go to mental health and ask to purchase something for mental health versus them selling it on their own.
Mm-hmm.
There's a 33% premium, I think. So to echo what they do.
All right. We will promise the assembly, we will look at this ordinance, this code. Borough manager.
Madam Mayor, and we can definitely look at that, and we can try to provide a form that kind of has those different stipulations in there. The only thing I would just say and kind of rebuttal is that it's not up to the administration to make the point and make the case. It's up to the people who are applying to make the case. So I guess that's my only thing back, is that I'm not going to make the case for anybody applying. That's not my job. Mm-hmm. My job is to make sure that it's gone through the process. So, and it has. So I guess that's my only thing, is it making sure that it has gone through the process. But again, I think having the right form so that they're answering all the questions that's required mm-hmm. for the code, or we make a code change, would be the kind of way moving forward.
Correct.
We can give them the tools.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. A form that clearly explains yeah. everything.
The only other thing I would add into Assembly Member...
This is Kate Thomas, Economic Director.
Yes, yeah, sorry. Thank you for the introduction. to Jim's point, Kim and I have chatted about an application. Most planning issues do, variances, conditional uses, encroachment permits, they all have a pretty solid application and an application fee. And other communities, I hadn't considered a premium, so that's an interesting point. But other communities do have an application fee anywhere from $100 to $500 for individual land sales or request of. So that's something that we could consider in our fee schedule as well, is the application to prompt all that criteria that Bob outlined, and then establishing an application fee. If you think about the amount of review that goes into these land sales when they're individualized like this, the Port Commission reviews it, the Planning and Zoning Commission reads it, takes me an hour or more to review it in full and then provide all the supplementary documents, and then it comes before you all several times and may even have legal review on it. So that's a considerable amount of borough time that goes into these. So that's just something to consider. I would love to have a work session with the powers that be on this. I think a good point is that typically, we prefer to lease tidelands rather than sell them. Tidelands are pretty valuable, but past precedent has shown that we have been willing to release the land into private hands. And so to Dave's point, it is difficult to justify not selling the land when we've established that precedent. Precedent helps inform our decision, but it shouldn't dictate it. So it's just something to consider.
Thank you. All right, any other discussion before I call for a poll vote? Okay, poll vote, please.
Assembly Members Morrison?
Yes.
Otteson?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Ford?
Yes.
And Mayor
Pillar? Yes. There's no business in Section 12, so Section 13, new business. Item A, Assembly is on page 44. Approval of the First Amendment to the Professional Services Agreement with Germain, Dunnigan, and Owens for Municipal Legal Services.
Move to approve First Amendment to the Professional Service Agreement with Germain, Dunnigan, and Owens for Municipal Legal Services allowed to in Section 5A of the agreement from September 13, 2022 to September 13, 2024.
Second.
Okay, motion by Powell, second by Morrison. Administrative report, please. This is our legal firm.
And Madam Mayor, and this is our first option on the existing contract, and they've done a really good job with us the past year, so I would recommend moving forward with them again for another option on the current contract.
Okay. Questions, Assembly? Assembly Member Dalrymple.
Madam Mayor, Mr. Good, can you... Do you have, what, just off the top of your head, what our fees have been to them over the year and compared to maybe previous years, and
it's been
guess into the future?
Yeah, it's been kind of challenging to kind of compare. I mean, it's been right around 12,000, I think, a month on average, and I don't know if Mason already left, but I think that's roughly kind of what it's been. But it's been a little bit different, too, because we've utilized them probably a lot more than we have in the previous, because we've made a lot of changes to we've been going through our codes and personnel policies. So a lot more things have been going to them than probably was my first year here, just because we've been doing a lot more. Yeah. So I think it's kind of hard to make a direct comparison
But we're in the comfort level of that contract.
We're within our budgeted amount, okay, as far as what we had. We might have gotten a little bit over last year, just because of, again, doing so much with some of our codes and personnel manuals and things like that.
And you're happy with the...
They've done a really nice job, really sound advice, okay, with some of the things they've done. So.
And they've given you options and things of that sort.
Yeah, and they have a nice team in the background, too, so that they don't know something right away. There's a
lot of depth.
There's a lot of depth.
Okay. Any other questions, comments? Okay, poll vote, please.
Assemblymember Otteson?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
DeBoer?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
And Mayor Gilbert?
Yes. Page 56, item B, approval of the Chugach Real Property Lease Agreement between the United States of America, acting by and through the United States Forest Service, and the City and Borough of Wrangell.
Move to approve U.S. Forest Service MV Chugach Real Property Lease Agreement between the United States of America, acting by and through the United States Forest Service and the City and Borough of Wrangell.
Second.
Okay. Motion by Powell, second by Otteson. Administrative report, please.
Madam Mayor, this is it's been 2 years worth of work, probably longer than that, three years worth of work to try to finally get this lease done. And it's seen a lot of change over those years. I mean, it was pretty heavily oriented towards the federal government when we first started this, with a lot of federal codes in there as far as protecting them. And I think, again, working through JDO, our current legal firm, they made a lot of concessions, and this is more of a document that's more of like a regular lease compared to the document that was given to us by the Forest Service to begin with. And it is truly just a regular land lease agreement that protects both parties instead of pretty much protecting the Forest Service. So definitely recommend this. I think it's finally a good balance for where we're at.
Okay, and this is the lease of land and the lease of the ship, right? The boat?
It's just the lease of the land, which then opens up the opportunities for them to provide funding to actually do any structures or anything like that on the land.
All right, great. And we are going to do an exhibit structure for it. Assemblymember Morrison?
And we had that workshop with them, and I just skimmed this, but everything we talked about is pretty much included in this lease, and everything's...
Through the mayor, yes, and then there will be a follow memorandum of understanding associated with that as far as what the maintenance of everything is going to be, so that'll be separate from this. This is just the land lease, which then allows the Forest, it kind of opens up different things for the Forest Service to put new things to.
Right. And then we still need an MOU, MOA with the exhibit, with the Forest Service.
Correct.
Correct. And we may or may not have to put in some money.
Correct.
Yeah. So that'll be the next thing to come along. Any other questions? Assemblymember Dalrymple?
I just want to comment that this has come a long way, unbelievable way. And Jeff, you and the lawyers done a great job to actually improve the Forest Service, the federal government, and have something come out that's fair and equal to both sides is wonderful. Glad to see it.
Almost unheard of. All right, poll vote, please.
Assemblymember Dalrymple?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
DeBoer?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
Otteson?
Yes.
And Mayor Gilbert?
All right, page 76, item C, resolution number 10-23-1814 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending the FY 2024 budget in the Public Works Fund, transferring $294,449 from the General Fund Reserves to the Public Works Capital Expenditures line item for a new vacuum truck and a used F-550 truck, and authorizing its expenditure.
Move to approve resolution number 10-23-1814.
Second.
Okay, motion by Powell, second by Morrison. Report, please.
Madam Mayor, the truck we currently have, the vacuum truck, I mean, it's critical to pretty much all of our operations at Public Works, even on the line crew. Used across the board. It's a one of a kind that we have on the island, so we can't go contract out anything like this moving forward, we'd have to probably try to call Petersburg or one of the other. But by then, most of that stuff is pretty critical. Whenever we need the vacuum truck, we need the vacuum truck now. So it's one of the few critical pieces of equipment that we really have to have. In regards to the F-550, we had one that they were using that had to then, it was money that we'd gotten for security, and it was a police vehicle, mm-hmm. and they were using it. We transferred that from police over to the harbor department, because we can use it as security there as well, but it was for security. The Public Works was using it. They were using it for the sand and actually for doing the plowing and sanding. It wasn't the proper use for that vehicle, so we made sure we put it in the proper place. So that's why we have the F-550 in there as well. And then we looked at possibly, because the Harbor Department is able to utilize the F-550, then we'll get some contribution from them to help out with making the payment on a used truck, used pickup.
Okay. And then, did I read it correctly? I'm trying to use my memory. Are we reconditioning the old vac truck and having the harbor use that, or is that
not the vac truck? That was the F-550.
The F-550, okay.
Correct.
That truck.
Yeah, all right. Just making sure that we're doing things that we were supposed to be doing and using things for the way that the grant money was issued.
Right, and for the public, the total value or the cost of the back truck is $513,000.
Correct.
So it's a spendy item, but we've already put away in our budget $269,000. So we're adding to this to accomplish this purchase. Any questions, Assembly? We've talked about this, and we've seen the pictures. Yes, Assembly Member DeBoard.
Just one question on the truck, because there's been an issue in the past. So it's a Freightliner. Does that require any special computer software or any extra things that our mechanics can't take care of? Can they take care of Freightliners right now?
No, our Public Works Director, Tom Weir, our tanker truck is also a Freightliner, so we already do have some. Okay. In inventory, our dump truck is a Mac, but we do already have Freightliners, so it doesn't put us behind the eight ball that way.
Okay.
Good question. Any other comments, Assembly Member Morrison?
Are we keeping the old back truck?
We haven't. No determinations have been made on that. I know Petersburg held on to their old back truck just because there's nobody else on the island that has it. You know, I think... a scenario that could work out for us is we keep it basically until we have, a major catastrophic breakdown. Mm-hmm. That's going to cost tens of thousands of dollars. And at that point, we, look at salvaging what equipment you can off of it and selling the chassis and the frame and and basically the engine.
Okay.
Thank you. Any other questions? All right. Poll vote, please.
Assembly Members Powell?
Yes.
Ward?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
Audison?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
Mayor
Gilbert? Yes. Item D, page 103, Assembly, resolution number 10-23-1815 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, accepting a loan in the amount of $1,961,000 from the United States Department of Agricultural Rural Development for the Water Treatment Plant Improvements Project.
Move to approve resolution number 10-23-1815.
All right.
Second.
So motion by Powell, second by Morrison. All right. This may be the last of the money we need. So, Borough Manager, let's hear your report.
Madam Mayor, this would be it. So this would get us to kind of where we need to be to actually fund the water treatment plant. If you look down, it would be the next one on the list would be the approval to MCG Constructors for the amount of $18 million. So this would give the additional amount. We were hoping, really, really hoping to get a grant money from USDA just based off the timing and the time of year this occurred. They were out of grant money completely, and we had this scrap at the end of the year just to get this loan money. So we got it in, we got it approved. So this would give us approval to kind of move forward and then actually issue the contract to MCG for the water treatment plant. We'll continue to look for other ways to kind of minimize the impact. The way this would be paid for, and Mason, correct me if I'm wrong, will be out of the kind of the our permanent fund, and the interest we make off the permanent fund would pay for the debt service for this.
All right. And the water treatment plant itself, that enterprise fund, will pay for some of it.
Correct. It pays for it would pay for the existing grants or the existing loan we already have secured.
Right.
Okay. And then this would be from the enterprise fund. Correct.
Okay. And for the public, the total project funding that we are securing as of tonight is $23,362,366. And it's quite a project, but we've been working on it 5 years?
At least.
At 7 years. And this last bundle of money was what was holding us up. What questions do you have, Assembly? Any questions, comments? Assembly Member Dalrymple.
This is just a question to Administrator Good. In the future, can we continue to apply for grants and then apply them against these loans?
So we do have one that's it's called Congressional Directed Spending that's kind of currently out there. It depends on what the budget, what happens to the budget. But from my understanding, if we do get that Congressionally Directed Spending grant to us, then we could then use that to possibly pay off some of the other, maybe the state grant, the state loan that we have. So depends on what we can and can't use it for. But we'd have to kind of get details on exactly where we could apply it, but that could help pay off some of the other loans. But I think once we get this done, I don't know if we can apply it for any more grants to pay off the loans we have. This would be it, unless we get the Congressionally Directed Spending. But I think that's the impression we all got out of it.
And then I was hoping that somehow we could apply to the Community Development Grant, block grant, for up to $850,000 for some portion of the water treatment plant. But I don't know how we would go about doing that. But for the public, there is a public meeting for the Community Development Block Grant tomorrow, 5:30 here in the chambers. And it's a grant of up to $850,000. And we've been very successful in the past. So if you have any ideas, there's certain criteria. We would love to hear them. Any other questions, Assembly? This is the last little bit. And possibly we could begin construction next summer, is the idea?
As soon as we get a contract in place, next month?
Next month sounds even better. All right. Poll vote, please.
Assembly Members DeBoer?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
Audison?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
And Mayor Gilbert?
Yes. Item E, page 112, approval of a contract award to MCG Construction Incorporated, Contractors Incorporated, in the amount of, that should be 1 million.
19 million.
Oh, gosh, it is 19 million, isn't it?
Dreamer.
Oh, good gravy. Okay, yeah, it is. I was there at the opening. 19 million. $605,000 for the water treatment plant improvements project.
Move to approve a contract award to MCG Constructors Incorporated in an amount of $19,605,000 for the water treatment plant improvement project.
Second.
All right. Motion by Powell, second by Audison.
Yeah.
All right. Administrative report, please.
So this will award the project. I mean, it's just been a ton of work, and I appreciate all the work Amber's done to get us to this point, and Mason as well, and Tom, and just all pretty much everyone, and Kim. It's been a group effort to try to get to this point where we could actually get this awarded, and this gets us started on the replacement of the water treatment plant. So just a huge thank you to all of them for the amount of work that's gone into this to get it done. So, and then also the assembly as well for continuing to push and to get us over the hill. So just want to say thanks.
Yeah, and the administrative staff had to spend many nights trying to meet deadlines, virtually having to rewrite applications and put all this money together. There's what, 10 different sources of money cobbled together. It's amazing. It's truly amazing. This has been a long time coming, and hopefully our community will have clear, good water. We'll continue to have good water.
And better water supply.
Even better. Any questions, comments? Okay, hearing none, poll vote, please.
Assembly members Morrison?
Yes.
Otteson?
Yes.
Darwinful?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Ford?
Yes.
Mayor Gilbert?
Yes. Page 114, item F, approval of a contract award to Global Diving and Salvage Incorporated in the amount of $880,294 for the Wrangell Harbor Anodes Project.
Move to approve a contract award to Global Diving and Salvage, Inc. in the amount of $880,294 for the Wrangell Harbor Anodes Project.
Second.
Okay. Motion by Morrison, second by Otteson.
Who's DeBoard?
DeBoard.
Oh, DeBoard, I'm sorry. Report, please.
So this actually awards the Anode Project, which we desperately need to make sure we keep our harbors in good condition. Assuming for Dalrymple, I think our initial was 1.3, I think is what we had budgeted for.
Yeah.
1.5. So he'd always like to have those numbers. I didn't have it in there, so I apologize for that. But well below what we had budgeted for this. So yeah, I just recommend moving forward with this project and getting it moving forward to make sure we protect our harbor.
Okay. Thank you. Assembly Member Morrison.
Just a quick question. This can be done any time of the year, can it?
I think they actually prefer to do it in the winter, which is why we're trying to do it now in the winter time, because
the water's clear.
It's correct.
Yeah. Okay.
Good. Another wintertime project.
Good.
And this was an oversight several years ago, 15, 14 years ago, and we're correcting it. Any other questions, comments? Assemblymember DeBoard.
One question / comment. I don't know if it's appropriate or not, but I'm going to ask it. So two of these bids were really close. They're only about $3,000 apart. So my question is there any validity to looking at the second bid, or could they start sooner? Is there any, are they a better company? Is there anything outstanding that would be worth potentially going with a couple thousand bucks more?
Per award documents, it's low bid. We were a low bid on this one.
Okay, well.
So if it was $1 lower.
I mean, I'm just saying, yeah. I mean, because I've seen some of these that they come in and then they come back later and they want a $10,000 adjustment or a $100,000 adjustment, and they lost the initial bid by $3,000, and then they add on a few more line items and it's way over what the competitive initial bid was. Okay.
So any other comments, questions? All right, poll vote, please.
Assembly members
Otteson?
Yes.
Darrenville?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
DeBoard?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
And Mayor Gilbert?
Yes. Item G, approval of an amendment to the PSA with PND Engineers for Construction Administration and Inspection Services for Wrangell Harbor Anodes Project.
Move to approve an amendment with the PSA and PND Engineering for Construction Administration and Inspection Services for Wrangell Harbor Anodes Project.
Second.
Okay, motion by Powell, second by Otteson. Thank you.
Thanks.
Madam Mayor, So this so with this type of work, I think just bringing in the engineers, actually do the inspections. So it brings them in, I think, four times to actually come in and do the inspections of the work that's being done. I mean, we don't have any experts in town that do this. So I think having them is well worth the extra money to be able to make sure it's done right, make sure it meets all the design specs.
Any comments or questions? Assembly? Seeing none, poll vote, please.
Assembly members Dalrymple?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
DeBoer?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
Audison?
Yes.
And Mayor
Geller? Yes. Item H, approve an amendment to the professional services agreement with True North Sustainable Development Solutions for archaeological monitoring of the Aldertop Village Subdivision Site Work Project.
Move to approve an amendment to the professional services agreement with True North Sustainable Development Solutions for archaeological monitoring of the Aldertop Village Subdivision Site Work Project.
Second.
Okay. Motion by Morrison, second by DeBoer. And this is our development project.
It is, and Madam Mayor, so we initially did the estimate. It was based off an estimated time of completion for the contractors out there. We're required by SHPO and by the Army Corps of Engineers to have a contractor on site while any digging is being done. So that kind of drives this timeline that we're asking for to have them on site. So.
All right, and for the public, this is costing us $1,600 a day.
That's for the lodging and
yes,
and food and per diem and
right.
An hourly rate, correct.
And with this motion on the table, we will have spent $214,000 for monitoring. So it's expensive. Any questions or comments, Assembly Member Dalrymple?
I do have a comment. I was quite aghast at the original contract for a lot of reasons. And I am really disturbed that here we are back, at three times, I think, what it was. I think this was a sole source to begin with. I don't know if that's one of the reasons, but it just alludes to just what Jim was talking about. You get a bid and or maybe you just get the contract and then, man, you just start working us. And if we were the United States Defense Department or NASA or Boeing or something, maybe that would work, but we're not. We're a little town with limited resources. And it gets back to this thing, we got to pay to keep this thing going, which just puts salt in the wound, if you will. But I do have a couple questions. Again, I don't begrudge the work and the necessary work to do this. I do begrudge the amount per day. It just blows me away. So how many people is it that we're paying for $1,600 a day? Is it one person?
It's one.
Yeah, I think it's one.
How do I get a job like that? I gotta say. And then I assume they gotta be there anytime there's ground disturbance stuff, which again kind of makes sense if that's what
correct.
that's the time to see and stop something if they discover something. But there's another thing in here, clearing and grubbing work and placement of roadway construction activities. Are we also paying them to watch them put rock down, or is that more like culverts? And
it makes basically any of the digging, any ground disturbance is what we're paying for.
It's so the disturbance part.
Right, so it's just this part.
So once they're done with that.
We try to get all that ground disturbance done during this contract, so it's all done moving forward on this section.
You think this will cover the
based off our current project.
Amber Alhadad, Capital Facilities Director. That is questionable. Your question is questionable. So this change order before you projects two additional months worth of work, which would get us to the end of the beginning of November, the first week in November, which is basically 3 months beyond when they started. When we presented the first contract award to them, to you all, we didn't have the contract out to bid yet. And we don't, even if we did, we wouldn't be able to direct the contractor's means and methods and their schedule. So we didn't know, you know, moving forward, what the contractor's schedule of disturbance would look like, you know, what their sequence of events would be moving through. But as we know, I think that what they're doing is exactly what is needed, you know, clearing the whole land first and then coming through, and they're excavating and returning, filling, right, as they excavate. So, you know, they're going through and doing it as fast as they can. It's just a long project. And we had no idea when we presented it to you. We said this is 4 months worth of time. We have no idea how long it's going to take. And, you know, this could be an increase. There could be an increase. So I tried to give you that perspective in the beginning. But again, we didn't have any idea how long it would take to come through, for them to go through that. We did give them through October 30th. You know, I guess in hindsight, I could have said we project this could take 3 months. And then it'd be $214,000 that we would have been asking you to approve. But that is what we're projecting here, is through work through the first week in November. They're moving through the rest of the roads pretty quickly right now, despite the rain and the slowdown that they've had. They've been working 6 and 7 days a week, so it's not for lack of them not working that it's taking this long. It's just a lot of work there, and I applaud that crew, the Ketchikan Ready Mix crew, for all the work that they're doing there. And it's just, you know, it's unfortunate that we've got to expend this money to take care of the cultural resource and the interest there. But that's where we are. If we do extend beyond the first week in November for some reason, which I anticipate will be done by then, at least with a ground disturbance for the archaeologist, there would be some additional costs, the per day cost, $1,600 a day.
Okay. Thank you. Assembly Member Powell.
There's no way around this. This is $1,600 a day anywhere in the world they do this? $1,600 a day? I'm not mad at you or nothing, but I'm just going like, holy cow. We're talking $1,600 a day is not just a wage and per diem. I mean...
Yeah, I mean, it's a wage, it's per diem, it's lodging, it's the company's overhead, you know. So
for one person.
For one person.
Paying for that expertise.
You're paying for the expertise. Yeah.
But rental vehicle, lodging per day, $200-something a day at the stick.
Bob. I want this job.
You're going to pay, but that's also, so you're paying the company, you're not paying the individual.
I understand.
Right. So, you know what, if you're doubling the cost of the hourly rate is what all your overhead expenses are on top of that. So it just adds up quick, even with that. I mean, it's still a good salary.
Yeah.
But by the time you add in all of the other expenses on top of that, when you actually break it down and look at what they're probably making compared to what all the other expenses, it wasn't as shocking when I saw $1,600 a day, but it's still shocking. It's still a lot.
Shocking.
It's still a lot, giving what we have to pay for to make sure we get this done.
And I would say, you know, they're on site all day long, you know, while the construction's going on. So if it's an 8-hour day or it's a 12-hour day, they're there. And then my understanding is that they have quite a bit of reporting that they do every night, you know, after the end of the day. So, you know, they're expected to work long hours, and that's to cover any overtime that they may, you know, experience as well. So,
thank you. Any other questions? Assembly Member DeBoard.
Just to kind of reiterate what I said on the last item, maybe I'll start tracking this. It just really kind of burns me up that we go with the lowest bidder, and then time after time after time, the more years I spend here, the more I see it. People come back and it's another 100,000 here, it's another 200,000 there, and we always have our backs to the wall and we have no other option. And it just really kind of burns me up that we get nickeled and dimed repetitively, not just on this project, but on multiple projects. And I don't know what the solution for that is. I mean, but I don't know. It just really kind of bothers me.
Assembly Member Morrison.
I agree that that is a problem, but part of the problem is that we're on a small island.
Right. Agreed, you know, but I mean, that's...
In the middle of nowhere, and there's no competition.
Agreed.
All right. No other discussion? All right. Poll vote, please.
Assembly members Powell?
Yes.
DeBoer?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
Audison?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
And Mayor Gilbert?
Yes. Item I, approval to cancel the upcoming November 28, 2023 regular assembly meeting.
Move to approve canceling the upcoming November 28, 2023 regular assembly meeting.
Second.
Okay, motion by Powell, second by Morrison. This is a common practice because it's so close to Thanksgiving. However, if need be, we will call a special meeting if anything comes up that we need to address. Any questions or comments? All right, poll vote, please.
Assembly members DeBoer?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
Audison?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
And Mayor Gilbert?
Yes. And now to the sad part of the evening. Item J, approval of the resignation of Jeffrey Good as our borough manager.
Move to approve accepting the resignation from Jeffrey Good as borough manager effective September 27th, 2023, with the exit date of January
1st, 2023.
2024. Oh, it's 2024. You're right. January 1st can't be 23. Yeah. We'll just keep you.
Yeah. You're not getting out of here. Second.
It's like Groundhog Day all over again. All right. Motion by Powell, second by Morrison. I'd like an administrative report on this, please. What were you thinking?
I appreciate everyone. I appreciate the last 2 years, really do. It's been definitely a learning experience for me, and I think just to really appreciate working with the Assembly, appreciate Kim's guidance over the past few years and everything she's done. She's really helped me a lot, especially on the governmental side and procedures and Robert's rules and keeping me in line. So I definitely appreciate everything you've done there. And all the directors, I mean, it's across the board. We have a really good staff. And I think for me, just getting to see the work that everyone does here. I mean, we're one deep in pretty much every position, and everyone works hard to try to make sure that the town's running efficiently and that we have all the services we need. So I appreciate that. I appreciate, like I said, definitely a learning experience for me over the past 2 years, and I've really appreciated the opportunity and the direction that the Assembly has given me as well. And just all the Assembly members and Mary Gilbert, thank you for the past years. So thank you. And just got an opportunity that was just kind of hard to pass up. So, definitely appreciate the time here.
Well, yeah, and you admitted we kept you running, didn't we?
You did.
We kept you busy, so we're glad for you, but we're sad to lose you. And you will be around for a little bit longer, so.
Well, best of luck.
Yeah, it's not goodbye yet. Any other comments, questions? Assembly member Dalrymple?
Can we vote no on this?
We could try, but policies of procedure say that we have to accept a resignation, and so we're doing it formally. All right. Poll vote, please.
Assembly members Morrison?
Yes.
Audison?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Ford?
No.
There you go.
And Mayor Miller?
Yes, reluctantly. All right, attorney's file is available for assembly members to look at. And executive session. Executive session for the purpose of discussing the transition strategies for the borough manager's position and potential candidates for the role of interim borough manager.
I move to pursuant to 44.62.320C2. That we recess an executive session to discuss matters that may tend to prejudice the reputation and character of any person or persons specifically to discuss transition strategies for the borough's manager position and potential candidates for the role of interim borough manager. I would also like to possibly invite the borough manager, our city clerk, and our finance director into this.
Okay. Second. All right, so we have a motion by Powell, second by Morrison. Any discussion? All right, poll vote, please.
Yes, Assembly members Audison?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
DeBoer?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
And Mayor Gilbert?
Yes. We will now recess into executive session at 9:15.
Back of it.
Yeah.